Matt, I got one for you right off the bat here. You know, Tony Gonzalez gets 120 yards in these next 2 weeks. I don't know if you know it or not, but you'll have three guys with 1,000 yards. That'll be just the sixth time in NFL history that's happened. How spoiled do you feel down there with those three guys?
I'm lucky to have them. That's for sure. I have a lot of respect for all three of those guys, the way that they work, the way they compete week in and week out, how consistent all three of them have been the entire year. It's fun, you know, it's fun to be a part of that. And, hopefully Tony will be productive in the next couple of weeks. It'd be, you know, a great thing to have to accomplish. But, the thing I love about all three of them is that all three of them would tell you that they're not worried about statistics or anything like that. They're just worried about winning games. And that's what is probably the most fun to be around.
And Matt, you guys have won 10 games, I mean, a bunch of times in the recent past. But what's different about this year? Why have you guys been so successful, and why do you think things could be different in the playoffs?
Well, you know, I think one of the best parts of what we've done this year is we found different ways to win week in and week out. And all three phases of our football team have stepped up at different times to help us win football games. And we need to continue to do that as we move forward and hopefully, you know, play really well in all three phases.
Matt, how much do you look into the Lions' last loss? I mean, it was pretty ugly. I mean, is that one you sort of analyze more, or do you look at the rest of the season when preparing for this team?
I think you have to look at you know, the majority of the season. You know, when you watch, as a quarterback, when you watch the film, their defense is you know, very tough. Their front four is really aggressive, both against the run and the pass. They do a great job. I think their linebackers are playing at a high level. So, those are the things that I see when I watch the film.
I mean, what do you see about their secondary? Do you see anything you might be able to exploit that's been a weak spot the past few weeks?
Yeah, you know what? I think, they've had a lot of injuries, and that makes it tough on any football team. But they've had a lot of injuries in the back end. We know Chris Houston obviously played down here with us and has played really well up in Detroit the last couple of years. He's a guy that we have to be concerned with where he's at all times.
Can you talk a little bit more about Houston and maybe his development? I mean, he is a guy who really the last 2 years has started to play his best football.
Yeah, you know, he was a talented guy here in Atlanta. As players, you're always, you know, you never want teammates to leave, but, you know, he ended up moving on, and he's done a great job up in Detroit. He really has. We played against him last year firsthand, seen it firsthand the way he's playing, and I'm happy for him. He's done a great job.
Matt, last year a couple of your teammates accused a couple of the Lions of mocking you or when you were injured. I just wonder if there's any lingering resentment over that.
I don't think so. I mean, that's a long time ago, and we're a different football team right now. They're a different football team, so it's not something I think about.
What happened on that play exactly? What did Averill and Sue say to you?
I have no idea. I was just kind of collecting myself, trying to get myself back onto the field, so I have no idea.
Yet another issue like that, though, with an Indianapolis player this year where they accused him of taunting and taunting an injured player. Do you think the Lions kind of walked the line between what's acceptable and what's not?
Yeah, you know, I think they're a tough physical football team. And you know, beyond that, I don't think about it too much. You know, I think about trying to play with great effort from our end and be physical and match what they do. But, you know, beyond that, they play hard. And I think that's really all I see when I watch the film.
Back to Chris Houston, I know you don't know if he'll be covering Roddy or Julio, but, I mean, do you know if Roddy's, really expect or hoping to play against Chris?
That's something we haven't talked about at this point. You know, we're obviously early in the game planning. With it being a short week, too, we're probably even a little earlier in the game planning than we normally are, you know, if it's a typical Wednesday. But, we'll get to the point where we talk about matchups and those kind of things. But again, I think it's one of those things we got to find, you know, what works for us, how we're going to protect up front against their front four and their linebackers, and then we'll move on from there.
Hey, what did you can you take me back to when you guys traded up to get Julio Jones in the draft last year, and just the thoughts that were going through your head, what sort of visions you had of what this offense might look like?
I was excited. There's no question about it. You know, I watched him play in college, and he dominated when he played at Alabama. And so at the time, John Parker Wilson was one of our backup quarterbacks, and, you know, I played with Julio down there and, you know, talked about him constantly, just saying how good of a player he was, you know, how great his work ethic was. So when we made the move to get him, I was fired up. And he's done a great job for us the last couple of years. He's a guy that I think is, you know, as a young player in his second year, he's a guy that continues to get better week in and week out. And, you know, I've really been impressed with the way he's approached, you know, his development as a professional. It's been fun to be around.
And I know Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson spent a lot of time in Atlanta in the offseason. Have you had any opportunity or much opportunity to work out with them, see them outside of the field?
You know, I know both of those guys and see Calvin, you know, down here during the offseason. I haven't had a chance to work out a throw. I was in, you know, at the Pro Bowl with Calvin 1 year, and I mean, he's a phenomenal player. He's unbelievable talent. Great guy. He really is. He's got, you know, great heart and does a lot of great things for the community, I think, both in Detroit and down here in Atlanta. And, you know, more so than his talent or anything like that, that's probably one of the things I respect about him the most.
So you're pulling for him to break Rice's record, even if it doesn't happen this week against you?
Hopefully next week. You know, hopefully he can get it done next week. You know, he's a guy that can take over a game. But, you know, I wish him all the best.
Matt, how do you guys avoid a letdown after what seemed like a statement game on Sunday, especially going against a Lions team that seems pretty desperate?
You know, I think, you know, what's still in front of us in terms of the playoff picture, those kind of things, I think is all the motivation we need. And, you know, so it's not something I worry about. You know, I know they're going to play hard. That's their MO. That's what they do. And, you know, we know going into it, you can toss records out. It's going to be a tough physical football game and a 60-minute game. And we've got to prepare ourselves with that mindset.